Hello, brothers and sisters and YouTube family. Hope you guys are being blessed. This message was given to me April 26th. So that night, I had a series of dreams. Two of them, the Lord was speaking to me about the coronavirus. And I woke up with this in my spirit that morning. Rely on my mercy and goodness for salvation, not the vaccines. However, I was so tired while he was speaking, and I went back to sleep for about 2 more hours. Guys, I'm telling you, I'm a hot mess. So if there's hope for me, then there's hope for you. So when I woke up again, I came before him immediately saying, Lord, I'm so sorry. I'm coming to you so late. Please forgive me. Is there anything you want to say? And Jesus began, My beloved one, I'm calling you to warn my people yet again. I know how tired you are, but I am training you in a diligent work ethic that relies solely on my grace in your weariness. You will come to understand much later and thank me because there will be many long nights as you head out on your mission, where your body will be spent, but I'll be there to remind you and pour out my graces on you that you can continue to persevere and get much done. Endurance, beloved one, endurance. Now back to my people. Please heed this warning. As the lockdown will be rolled back in your nation, so will many vaccines and cures be sent out for testing. They will try to do this quickly out of fear of having this virus spread, and out of fear, many will run to receive the vaccine. No, it's not the mark, as some have said. That time has not yet come. But this vaccine will affect your immune system gravely rather than building it up. It breaks it down to make you more susceptible to the plagues they will again release on your nation. This has nothing to do with your government and the president in office, but the ones that came before him. My people, you must remember they had this plan long ago. They've been waiting for this time, the right time to bring their plans about for the one world order. The deep state and many servants of Satan are so frustrated because I continue to mitigate every attack, every plan and assault they inflict on the nation and the world to expedite their time of reign. But they forget that I am God and I am is in control. I'm even in control of them. I allow the times and seasons of these things, and they work under my heavenly jurisdiction as to what I allow to wake my people up and bring many lost souls back to their senses. Why do the nations rage and the kings of the earth come to fight a losing battle? Indeed, I will be victorious at the end. However, my people, this does not negate the fact that I am indeed coming, and these are signs foretold to prepare you, that you may believe when you see these things and not fear. This is not a time to go back to business as usual. This is not a time to go back to your old ways of thinking. This is not a time to go back to the rat will of this world. No, my beloved one, this is not a time to go back to Egypt. I'm calling you all out of this bondage of the world into my heart. I'm calling you to see what is most important in your life, your salvation, and that of your families. Have you realized the moments you've missed with them being at work, focused on living a comfortable life, and allowing the school system to do your job? Have you noticed these things, dear one? This lockdown out loud goes much deeper than my people have seen or come to realize. This is indeed a time of deep reflection, for you will be held accountable for these little souls. Have you taught them my ways, or have you allowed them to sit before the TV and books of this world and learn from them? Have you realized how precious your spouse is, how much they are in need of your love, comfort, and encouragement and guidance? Have you realized how distant you two are becoming, how thoughts of boredom and discontentment have creeped in which leads to coveting and eventually an affair? Have you realized that they are another gift from me to you? So husbands, love your wives as I have loved the church, laying down my life for her. And wives, love your husbands, submit to them as you submit to me. I honor these actions in a marriage very much and will bless it even if one walks in these practices and virtues. So my precious ones, I'm calling for a deep examination of your soul and your family. Don't go back to how things used to be because they were headed to a destructive road, but turn your hearts back to me. Turn your family's heart back to me as you lead by example. no longer allowing the world in your home by what you watch, listen to, read, and in your conversations, but let it be centered on me and your love for each other. Do not take the vaccines, my beloved ones. They are meant and have always been used to break down the families of this world, as it injects you with things beyond your knowledge and eventually killing you in the process. Trust in my mercy and goodness alone to be your salvation, and my right hand deliverance when plague comes near your dwelling. Be a people who know their God, trust their God, and confident in their God. And that was the end of Jesus' message. So I just want to pray over you guys. Father, I just thank you so much for your words. May your words go forth and not return void. Lord, I pray that you soften the hearts of those who would hear these words, that fall on good ground. And Lord, they would trust in you, Jesus. They would all trust in you. Trust in your faithfulness. Trust in your mercy. Most importantly, trust in your blood. That you are a source of protection. That you are a refuge, Lord God. That you are a hiding place, Lord God. And that truly it's by you. It's by your grace that sustains us in health, Lord. Not by what we eat. Not by what we do. And not by what is received in us, Lord. But I pray, Lord God, that many would adhere to these words and trust in you alone. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. God bless you guys until the next message.